Kathleen Folbig, jailed for 20 years for killing her four babies, found guilty of that, was pardoned and freed yesterday after new evidence. This is a huge story, isn't it?
It's an extraordinary story, and I've talked about this before on the station, and it is just one of the most stunning stories we've seen in the last 20, 30 years. Over the course of a number of years, ten years, her four babies died, all under the age of two, what it turns out to be from natural causes. During her trial, the only substantial evidence to convict her were her diaries that were used to demonstrate a woman who was so full of guilt that she was making these rambling notes that substantiated the theory that, in all probability, four babies from the one woman could not die of natural causes. And that was the strength of the argument that was used to prosecute her successfully. There have been a number of appeals that have failed, all based on those two not substantial but substantiated facts presentations put to the court. Now, what new evidence suggested was that there were actual underlying medical conditions for each of those babies, and they were proven to raise enough reasonable doubt that she had to be freed, and that happened yesterday in a press conference from the New South Wales Attorney General, who said that he found, on the balance of probabilities, that there was reasonable doubt. She has had an enormous cheer squad fighting for her for a number of years to release her. Her backstory is extraordinary. She came from a violent family. Her father murdered her mother. He was an enforcer for underworld figures in New South Wales. She was bumped from foster family to foster family. She was a lost kid. She was highly contained, and all her emotions spilled out into her diaries. It is one of those stories that will reverberate for a very long time. She walked free yesterday into the arms of a childhood school friend who had fought tenaciously for her release. And she's now going to live on this animal therapy farm with her friend and her family for the foreseeable future.
Just a remarkable story. Thanks so much for that, Kerri-Anne. Well, that is us for this Tuesday morning, short week. We will catch you back here again in the morning. Ata Marie.
The Greyback Storm Petrel. RNZ National.